Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. I want to start today's podcast by saying that one moment with the Lord can change your life forever. One moment of encountering Him, encountering this one who is love, can absolutely demolish every stronghold in our lives. You know, some of the most, profound times of, I'll say deliverance, have happened, or deliverance of breakthrough of, you know, of just having my perspective changed has happened as a result of an encounter with Him that, you know, in the natural, it may have lasted 5 minutes or less, sometimes more. But just Jesus and I, no one praying for me, no one laying hands on me, no one prophesying over me, just Jesus and I, and suddenly I'm free. Suddenly that heaviness is gone. Suddenly I have an answer that I had been praying about for months. Suddenly I just see everything differently. Just Him and I. Now, I'm not saying that it is important to get prayer or that deliverance, you know, demonic strongholds, you always have to have. It isn't just one or the other is what I'm trying to say is you do need prayer of agreement. You do need people to agree with you sometimes. You do need to have hands laid on you sometimes. But let me tell you, sometimes it's just Jesus and you. And that's enough. That's enough. So I know from the emails that I receive that some of you have been having beautiful and profound times with the Lord. Some of you have been, you know, practicing the various forms of contemplation and you're going deeper into your relationship with the Lord. And I love the fact that you guys send me notes and let me know. And it just encourages me to keep talking about this. I love that you have been reaching out. But I also know that some of you are struggling to encounter Him. So I want to remind you, I think I mentioned this last week, if it's your desire to hear Him, see Him, to dream, to experience Him, to feel Him, to know Him more, remember that longing was placed there by God. And He wants you, wants us to know Him more. So, you know, obviously if He has put that desire there, he's not a cruel father. He put something there inside of us and He's going to meet that desire. So I encourage you today, shake off any discouragement surrounding the subject of encounter, okay? And choose instead to just be excited. And I have to tell you, you know, I deal with this too, specifically in the area of dreams. So one of my all-time favorite things is having God dreams. But honestly, they rarely happen. I may have like a real God dream, once or twice a year. And I'm not trying to speak that forth like, oh, that's what's always going to be. I'm believing that it's going to increase. You know, I mean, those real profound ones that you remember like years down the road, you still remember. I know some people, they dream almost every single night and they are God dreams. And I want to say, yeah, that's like godly jealousy for that. I have godly jealousy for that. I mean, it used to discourage me. But I realized that accepting that discouragement was almost like saying, well, He doesn't love me enough to speak to me that way. And I'm not going to agree with that. So now I go to bed every night actually feeling excited, because I know that if He wants to speak to me or show me something in my dreams, He will. So I go to sleep anticipating instead of feeling like it's not going to happen. And so for all of us, let's refuse discouragement surrounding this subject of getting to know Him more, encountering Him. You were created to encounter the divine. And just a little note, I am writing a book about this right now, about encountering the divine and how we were all created for this. But today, I am going to lead you into an encounter with the Lord as the light of the world. That's John 8:12, when Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." He is the light. And recently he's been highlighting the subject of his light again. He's done this on and off over the past 2 years. But over this past couple weeks, it's been, everywhere I look, it's about the light. Psalm 36:9 says, "In his light, we see light." When we look at him, when our minds are set on things above, on him, on his truth, on the light, we see more light. And part of what that means is that when we are looking at the light, which is him, the darkness disappears and suddenly all we see is truth, right? In his light, we see light. The more you look at him, the more you don't see the lies anymore, see the darkness anymore. The more you look at truth, the more it becomes a part of you. The darkness just disappears and suddenly all we see is truth. And I'm talking about, you know, the darkness that shrouds our hearts, our vision, the way we perceive things. You may remember, I've mentioned this a couple of times in my podcast about an encounter that I had with the Lord that really, really has impacted me. This was, I think, about 5 years ago, something like that, where I was really, really struggling with, I was almost coming to the point of actual depression, and it was a really, really very difficult season in my life. And all of a sudden, Jesus came and stood between the problem and I. I won't tell you the whole encounter because I've talked about it on here a couple times, but you know, he was brilliant. He was radiant light. And my problem was on the other side of it. And it looked completely different. When I looked at him, you know, looked through him, as he had manifested as pure light, pure glory, it stripped away every lie I had believed about this situation. And all I could see, all I could feel inside of me was faith. You know, every lie had been illuminated and eradicated by the light of Jesus. It just simply didn't exist anymore. It just, darkness and light can't coexist. It just, the darkness was just gone. And so I invite you right now to step into that light. Step into the light. So take a deep breath. And let's just take some time to go into the light. Just see in front of you the Lord, radiant, just radiant. He's in front of you. Now, take that situation that you're concerned about, even if it's something in your body, you know, where you need healing. Take that thing and put it on the other side of that light. So you're on one side, Jesus is in the middle. And whatever you're concerned about, I want you to set it on the other side of this. You can imagine a path. Set it down and then step back. Go on the other side of Jesus. Let him be that filter in between. And we are going to go into Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. And I'm going to read it to you. And I want you to put yourself there in this scripture. So remember, you know, imaginative contemplation, anytime you use your imagination, to connect with the Lord, to get to know him, to think on the things that are above. There's nothing wrong with this. It's not New Age. You know, New Age has stolen things from Christians and then just messed it all up. But I'm telling you, it is safe to use the imagination that the Lord gave you, right? Didn't Jesus speak very often in parables? What was he doing? He was allowing their imaginations to have pictures painted so that they can see and imagine, because he knew that that would help them to understand, to relate, to put themselves into it. So let me read to you Matthew 17. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. You're there right now as yourself. You're not Peter or James or John. You're you. And you are walking through the grass up to the top of this mountain that Jesus is leading you to the top of. And you can feel the wind on your face. Maybe you hear a twig kind of break under your feet. And you feel the anticipation and the curiosity, like, why is Jesus taking us to the top of this mountain? And then suddenly, Jesus stops and he turns to you. And he's smiling at you, and you wonder, you know, what is he going to say? What is he going to tell us? And you look at some of the others, and they're looking at you like, what is he doing? And then everyone just looks at Jesus, just smiling. He's just smiling, taking time to gaze into the eyes of each of you. And suddenly his face begins, it's like his features start to almost disappear, because his face is beginning to become radiant. Lights just erasing almost the features. It's just pouring out from him. And then you notice that even his clothes are beginning to be full of light. All you see is light now when you look at him. He's just radiant. Allow yourself to be right there in that moment. Jesus has transfigured in front of you. And his face is like the sun. And his clothes as white as the light. Keep looking at him. Let that light enlighten the eyes of your heart. He is enlightening the eyes of your heart, of your understanding. Now feel the warmth of that light. It's pure glory. It's love and purity and holiness. But he's giving you the grace to be able to exist right there, to remain in his presence, in his glory. Now, very softly, very slowly and tenderly, very gently, whatever has been on your mind that is concerning you, I want you to put that care, just by faith, put that care in your hands. Just imagine whatever it is that you've been thinking about that's occupied your mind and your thoughts. Put it in your hands and now stretch your arms out and hold it out to him. See the darkness of that situation, all of the worry, the stress, the lies, the fear. It's there in your hands. And now see Jesus reaching out his bright hands that you can barely make out because of the light. See him reach for that thing. And as he reaches for it, because he's so bright, you can't even see it anymore. Even before he's taken it from you, you can't even see it because the radiance of his glory light has consumed it. It's not in your hands anymore. It's not in your hands anymore. And this is what he wants. He wants you to allow light and truth to lead you, to give you wisdom, and to consume that care. Jesus is right in front of you. In all of his glory and all of his radiance. And you have the grace to keep standing. You may even feel like you just want to collapse to your knees, but his love is literally holding you up. Because he wants you to come step into that light. So just take, he's right there. Just take that one final step. Take that step closer and step into his arms. Step right into the light and let him wrap you in it. As he holds you in his arms, envelops you with light. Peace and love and joy replaces everything else. Just stay there. Just stay there in that light. Let it consume you in the most beautiful way. That light isn't just around you. It's inside of you. It's saturating you. Just like when you are outside in the warm sun and you feel it just saturating, and it feels so good and it feels so comfortable and peaceful. You are filled with the light of the world. This isn't just a fun experience. It's truth. This is the truth. This is the word of God. The Lord has chosen to make his home inside of you. That light of the world. The one you said yes to. The one you keep saying yes to in every single circumstance. Is in you, is around you, above you, in front of you, behind you, beneath you. He's everywhere. These are the things, the mystical things of the Spirit that they don't make sense to our natural mind, but we don't have to live in our natural mind. We are new creations in Christ. And he wants to encounter you over and over and over and over. And when you live in the awareness of that light, of the truth, it changes you. All of a sudden, you can see clearly. Answers start coming. And you You know, like Moses, he spends all that time with the Lord in his light. And then when he came out of that encounter, he was shining. You are shining ones. He doesn't just want to heal you. He wants that light to shine from you. He is the light inside of you, and he wants to pour through you. He wants to shine from you. So I pray that the Lord would bathe your eyes, your spiritual eyes, the eyes of your heart and your understanding with light. And that from now on, you would remember that he is meant to be the filter between you and your problem. Bring everything to the light. Just look at the light. Embrace the light. Because everything is different in the light of his presence. And I pray that even now as we end this podcast, feel free to stay here. Stay right here and just soak in the light. Let this experience with him continue for you. And when you're done, write down what he's saying to you. Write down what you're seeing. Write down what stood out to you. He's with you and he loves you. Bless you guys. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find help for anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.